Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's Roger Sam with Brian Makiwane and a song entitled Awesome Wonder. Welcome to the second hour of the show. My name is Lukho Mgwediputi. It is, of course, Friday's edition of Spectrum. And we're starting this hour with Pitch Your Business. Mina, I love it whenever I talk about Pitch Your Business, because it was me just last year hammering you and telling you, enter Pitch Your Business, enter Pitch Your Business. And so when you're listening right now and you're thinking, oh man, this could have been me, I'm happy because now you know you must enter. You must grab these opportunities with both hands. Now, the top 20 participants in the Pitch Your Business competition have officially been selected. This year, over 760 entrants have registered to participate in the competition. The Pitch Your Business competition continues to sharpen business ideas, refine business pitches, and equip entrepreneurs with essential tools like the idea to concept development training and the business model canvas. Today is the competition. As the competition intensifies, we sit down with a handful of the competition's top 20 participants to hear about their journeys, key learnings, and how this experience has shaped their business ventures. He's not new, or rather, let me say, it's not the first time I'm having a conversation with this participant in the top 20, I must say. And so Clayton's leg is on the other side of the line. And so welcome, yeah. Clayton.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me today and greeting to the listeners as well. And I'm happy to be here again.
Keeps feeling like a dream every time they narrow down the numbers, right?
Yeah.
but the beautiful thing is you know your product. And because you know your product, Clayton, can you briefly introduce yourself, your business or your business idea, and the problem that you're trying to solve in your business?
Hi, my name is Clayton Selege, and I'm from Kruger's Dorp West in Mohali City. And I'm the founder of Safe Steps, a child safety technology company. We create a smart, secure GPS tracker designed specifically for children. And the tracker locks onto the child's wrist, child's bag or clothing, and can be easily removed. Parents can see their child's live location on their phone, set safe zones, and receive instant alerts in their child's those areas and possess a panic pattern. Our mission is simple: to give parents peace of mind and keep children safe with every step they take. In a time where safety is a top concern, Safe Steps is here to help. And you can imagine, Lukone, 17,000 kidnappings have happened in the last year, and hundreds of children are missing still. Safe Steps is here to make protection simple, reliable, and always within our reach, and we are here.
Oh, now for those who may not know, how would you describe the business model canvas in your own words? And what do you think are its key benefits for entrepreneurs?
Okay, the business model canvas for me is like a bird's eye view of your entire business on one page. It's a simple but powerful tool that breaks a business into 9 main sections.
Mm-hmm.
Things like customers, your value proposition, your challenges and your channels, your revenue and your costs. Instead of writing a long, complicated business plan that nobody wants to read, but it's important, the canvas gives you a visual map.
Mm-hmm.
You can see where your business is strong, where it is weak, and where the gaps are. For example, when I worked on Safe Steps at first, I was focused on the product, the tracker itself alone,
mm-hmm.
that I forgot to think about other things. How will we reach our customers and our partnerships? How will we get our partnerships, and what partnerships do we need? But When I saw the business model canvas, it forced me to look at a bigger picture. Mm. I could see exactly how each part connects. And now, look, the benefit is that you can update it easily with your mindset. And when the business grows, if you get new customers and if you can adjust to what the customers need and the customers' feedback, you can adjust that section. If costs change, you can update that block. Mm. It's flexible and keep your thinking fresh and fresh. It's just cool, and it's a tool that helps you, and it's like a living plan that grows with your business.
Hmm. Now, like you said, the business model canvas is made up of 9 essential blocks. Which of the 9 building blocks did you find the most useful or eye-opening for your business, and why?
For Safe Steps, the most important block is definitely the value proposition.
Mm.
I think the value proposition is basically your promise to your customers.
Okay.
Why they should choose you over anyone else. And for us, that promise is simply but powerful.
Mm.
We help parents keep their children safe and give them peace of mind. Safe with every step. In our case,
yeah,
parents are just buying a GPS tracker. They are buying trust, safety, and peace of mind. Mm. They are buying the feeling of knowing. Imagine, Luco, you sitting everywhere or in studio that like you're sitting right now, and you can breathe a little easier because you know where a child is right
yeah.
now. That's a deep need, not just a product feature. And if we don't get the value proposition right, everything else falls apart. You can have great marketing, great pricing, but if you can clearly explain why your solution matters, people won't connect to it and won't value it.
Hmm.
And our value proposition is what makes us stand out from the other checkers. It's child-friendly, tamper-proof, and designed with safety first.
I like that part where you say it's tamper-free. I love that part.
Cool. And listen, like, our trackers, you can't just take them off that easily. And because of children, right?
Yes.
Imagine your children is at school, it's not disturbed by the tracker. It doesn't, like, regularly on it. Like, you can put a phone, a cell phone that someone can easily steal or someone can easily take.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get out as well. And when you try to get it out, actually it sends an alert to the parents to say that something is going on right now and you should pay careful attention about it. So, like, it's designed with safety first. It's not just tracking. And I think that's our heart, and that's what makes us, like, prosper and really get to the heart of the customer as well.
You know how I think this whole business idea is genius, Mosne? I'm not going to say it again. You know it by now. I really think it's extremely genius. Now, how early should entrepreneurs familiarize themselves with the business model canvas, and why is that so important?
Honestly, you should learn about the business model canvas as early as possible, even before you spend a cent on your business.
Before you lose some money.
Because of everything is money right now.
Yeah.
Man. And when you're studying art, it's easy to get excited and jump into making a product or service.
Mm.
But the canvas forces you to stop and think.
Mm.
Who exactly am I selling to? How will I reach them? How will I make money? What resources do I need? Like, all those questions will start creeping in, and you'll know how to maneuver easily. So when I first started developing the idea for Safe Steps, I had the excitement. I had the vision, but I didn't have the structure.
Mm.
I didn't know how to do it. And if I had used the business model from the very beginning, I would have been able to plan smarter. And the reason is so important to start so early with it. It saves you from costly mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You might realize that your customer segment isn't that big enough, or your costs are higher than your revenue plan. It's better to find out on paper than to spend months and thousands of rands building something that can't work and that you're not sure about. So it really helps to put you in that direction.
Sounds like you learned the hard way, my friend.
Yes. But then it's important to learn, though, to learn from the mistakes as well.
That's true. Now, between the idea to concept development and the business model canvas phases, which of the two did you find more challenging and why?
The most challenging for me was the idea to concept.
Mm.
That's the stage where you take a dream, something that you have in your head, and you turn it into something real.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting, but also scary.
Yeah.
You have to research the market, talk to potential customers, and sometimes hear feedback that you don't want to hear.
Ish.
I had to make tough choices, like remove features I loved because customers didn't find them useful.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of importance, I think the business model canvas is a bigger game changer.
Okay.
Like once you have your concept, the business helps you see the whole structure around it. It's like having a blueprint of a house, like a floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly where every room is, how they connect, and where the walls are. I think without it, you might have a beautiful idea, but no real plan for how you make it work and grow.
Okay. Now, tell me, based on what you've learned in the Pitch Your Business competition so far, who would you recommend the Pitch Your Business competition to and why?
I recommend the Pitch Your Business competition to anyone who has an idea. Even if it is small, like a seed in your mind, it doesn't matter if you are a student working a full-time job or you are unemployed. This program gives you the training, mentorship, exposure that you can take your idea from zero to something real, like real.
For me, the competition
gave me confidence. It really gave me confidence. It gave me the tools that I didn't even know I needed, like the business model canvas. I think the business model canvas is very important.
Yeah.
And I take that to heart. And it also taught me market validation and pitching skills, how to pitch and how to put your idea out there. And beyond the learning, you meet other entrepreneurs that you hear.
Mm.
You can see that you're not alone in this journey.
Yeah.
And there's some people that start where you start, and you can get the motivation to keep on going and push yourself to make this happen, like others are.
Mm.
Happen. And
So tell me, Clayton, what's that one thing that you learned so far in the competition that you wish you knew when you first started your entrepreneurial journey?
I wish I had known how important it is to validate your idea early.
Mm.
When I first started this stuff, I was in love with the idea. Like, it's big. But I didn't think and I didn't talk to enough parents in the beginning to understand exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
I could have saved time and money if I had tested my concept with real people earlier. And now I know. Now I know. Your first version doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be good enough to get feedback. That feedback is gold. And it will shape your business into something people truly want. And it will give you direction into what you must not do and what you must focus on and what you must really do to really impact and solve people's problems.
I love what I'm hearing. I think I love the idea, Clayton, that you get on this journey, you grow together with your business, but also just you're learning. There's just so much to learn. It's a learning journey. And that's absolutely beautiful because it does not only deal with the beginning of what it is that you're doing, but it will help you along the way as your business grows and grows. So thank you so, so much for your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity as well, and I appreciate the time and the ear that everyone has given me in this competition thus far, and I'm so happy that I've come this far as well, and I'm wishing and I'm ready for what has to come as well, and thank you very much, Luko, and I bless your listeners as well, and have a great day onwards. Thank you very much for the time. And
God bless.
Yeah.
That's Clayton Seleke this afternoon. The Pitch Your Business competition is brought to you by Northwest University Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center. I am Youth Radio Pulpit and TBN Africa.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.